listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, here we go. Good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Ride It Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. Thanks for joining me today, and today I've got a ton of information for you, starting with some right bath scenarios, semi-custom baths, and what out of that qualifies for our end-of-the-year discount we're having. Also, COVID-19 delays happening now. Why should you plan your spring exterior projects now? We'll get into all of that. I also have some step-by-step instructions for basement egress windows. I'm telling you, it's a lot harder than you think. Plus, we'll have some 2020 fall remodeling trends that we're seeing, that we're going through. And also, do not forget, today is your day. I want to hear from you, your questions about your home and or your remodeling questions, anything you got going on around the house. So what do you have happening around the house? Are you getting ready for Thanksgiving? Have you been hanging around the house even more that COVID's increasing again? So are you seeing everything around your house? Are you finding everything that's wrong with your house and you want to do something about it? Maybe you have some questions about that. So feel free to call in today with any of those questions about your home. I'd love to hear from you. The numbers you need, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Plus, I got an exciting hack today. I've got the real uses for a carpenter pencil. So yes, a carpenter pencil is much more of an important tool than you would think. So find out what else they're used for in today's hack halfway through the show. And again, the last time, your questions. Give me a shout. Anything happening around your house, love to help you out with it. The phone lines again, 314-241-9797 or from far away, 866-455-9797. So, and I want to get this started with some stuff going on around Mosby, some updates. We can kind of get you involved into some of this. So today is my Facebook contest right now. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see the post asking questions about your COVID projects, anything that's happened, challenges that you've had, delays that you've had, getting projects taken care of. We'd love to hear what's going on for you. So if you go to my Facebook page, tell me your COVID remodeling kind of frustration, delays in your product, stuff like that, story, just real sweet, real short. And you will be registered. We'll pick one lucky story that will win a $50 Home Depot gift card. So go there now. Everything's up. You can check it out. Just search Mosby Rich Orris on Facebook. Tell me your story and we'll get you registered and we'll pick one lucky winner for that gift card and we will get it out to you. So, but the big thing I was talking about kind of with the bathrooms and with our exterior projects, windows, doors, siding, stuff like that, we have a really awesome end of the year discount happening where you can either get a 10% discount or you can get free 12-month, like no interest financing. So if you, everything must be in and documented by December 15th, and we'll have to get everything completed and construction agreements and everything signed by January 31st. But those, you know, those promotions, that can be a really sizable amount off, you know, 10% off of a project. Really good way to start off next year with your project. So that works for Right Bath with semi-custom bathrooms, which I'll be getting into and explaining kind of what exactly that means and how that qualifies and everything a little bit later. And then any windows, doors, siding, you know, exterior projects like that, we can get you qualified for that discount. So, and I also, with all the Facebook stuff going on, keep your eyes open. We just had a Facebook Live a couple days ago. I'm sure we'll have more in the future, so watch out for those. But this Tuesday, November 17th, we have a Mosby webinar. So this is, like an internet web kind of thing you can register for and go to. And this basically will be all about accessible design. So our experts will, they'll give you some information for remodeling projects that's, creates a stress-free experience. Their topics will be any kind of design inspirations. They can talk about timelines, construction, all kinds of construction considerations, and comparing estimates. So everything about accessible design this Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. on the web. You can go to our website and get registered for that, callmosby.com. So go there, get that information, get registered for it, and check out all that information. And if you haven't seen my project that we did that was spotlighted on KSDK Channel 5 on Show Me St. Louis last week, I've got that up on my Facebook too. You can find a link to that. So that will have some great, just showing a really great outdoor project with a lot of different people involved, and just had a really great time with this project. It's up in Augusta. It's overlooking a really nice terrain with the wineries, with they can see basically all the way to Alton when the leaves are down and stuff. Just a great piece of property. So great project. Go there and check that out. And then this coming month in December, stay tuned, listen up for me to start having, in the next couple of weeks, I should have some instructions for our food drive that we're going to be looking at. So not no annual toy drive this year with all, COVID, not having big groups get together and stuff. So we're not going to have the big event at our office. We're all like just super bummed out about that, but we are looking and finding a different avenue to help, a different avenue to get people in need things that they still need. So we're thinking like a food drive. We'll stuff the truck with food. We'll have it all month during December. So pay attention for that. I'll have information on that and how you can help us out and get that information out there. And if you want to know about any of this and more, like I said, go to our website. All this will be on there, callmosby.com. Or you can simply call into our office, get any information, ask about the stuff. 314-909-1800 will get all the information you need. So when we get back, I'm going to get into my first break. And when I come back, I want to touch on some bathrooms, semi-custom versus custom, what qualifies for that discount, help you get a little, just a little information on that so you know what you need to do and if your project will qualify or not. And we also still want to hear from you. Feel free. Any questions about your home, give me a call today, 314-241-9797. We're going to get into this break, and we'll have all of that and more when we return. All right, we are back. We are flying through this as usual. Tons of information. Definitely looking for, I'd love to give out any information that you need about something happening at your home, anything going on at your home, any questions about remodeling or what Mosby does or how we can help. I'd take anything like that. Again, like he said, the number 314-241-9797. Phone lines are wide open. Feel free to give me a call. But for now, I want to get into kind of the bathrooms, semi-custom versus custom bathrooms and stuff, because, and what really sparked this with me is, we have our end of the year discount. You can literally get 10% off of a bathroom. So, but it doesn't apply to design build, really custom type bathrooms. So when you think about, so what's the real difference in that? How can you really tell? So when you look at, a typical kind of bathroom remodel, what we call a pull and replace model. So this, you know, you can get more than that with this discount, but you know, when you look at a pull and replace, basically everything's just stays in the same place, right? We take it all down. We can still get out some of the bad drywall from behind around the shower and stuff like that. You know, really get in there, make sure there's no mold, make sure there's no problems that you can't see. We would still do all that through that right bath process, even in a pull and replace. But, you know, then you get new everything, light fixtures, fan, vanity sink, faucet, shower, tub, all that stuff. You know, everything's brand new, updated, full turnkey service. So when we walk in and we walk out, there is nothing left for you to do, including all the inspections, everything that happens, even on a pull and replace when we're taking out shower valves and stuff like that. When we're getting inside those walls, you know, we're looking at inspections. So that definitely qualifies. Now, when you get into a little bit more changes, more of, you know, not full custom drawn out, you know, moving things around a whole lot, but you know, we can move some stuff, we can change some stuff if you have enough room. You know, we can look at maybe making a single bowl a double bowl, or doing, you know, changing a tub to a stand-up shower only. Things like that can definitely still happen and can definitely, you know, still qualify. But when you look at, you know, full custom, what doesn't? So, you know, when we need to get, you know, design build involved, when we need to see a lot of options, or when we need to try and figure out, you know, what really does this bathroom the best for you? How do we change it in a way that it literally works for you? So we've done, you know, really beautiful projects where we've taken like the front living room office and closed it off, turned it into a walk-in closet. Then you take the walk-in closet that's a little smaller, but really becomes now part of that whole bathroom. And then you can look at, you know, really exceptional shower, something really big. You can look at tons of cabinetry, a sitting place, you know. So when we do that and we're moving toilet over here, shower is getting bigger, tub comes out, you know, maybe we even have to like resize some windows where the tub used to be. We can do all that and we can get that figured out for you. But that, you know, the differences in that, it's definitely way more complex scope and design, you know, more planning out the project, seeing, you know, 3D renderings, you know, doing all the things to really show you what you could get out of the space. Maybe it involves a few design options where there's one that involves changing the windows to make them work better with cabinetry now that the tub's gone. And maybe there's a version where that doesn't happen so that it's, you know, saves a little expense on the overall project. So you kind of see it a couple different ways. So, you know, the options, they're kind of endless, and our designers can work through, figure that out, and really show you everything, you know, that you need, and that'll work for it, and really kind of plan, you know, through the whole thing, your final options, and really get down to something great for you. Well, that is, you know, design build process that is really not going to, you know, take in that discount. It'll be a lot longer process. It'll get the answers you need. But semi-custom, when you look at that, you know, it's more complex scope than just to pull and replace, but we can make some changes. Like I was saying, we can go through and we can kind of tailor things for you and figure some things out so that we do make it better for you. So maybe you're taking that tub and getting rid of it, making it just a shower only, and you're adding some body sprays or a rain head or, you know, some feature that you really like, or you've seen in a, you know, in a hotel somewhere or something. You're like, man, I would love that in my everyday bathroom. And size doesn't matter. So it can be a big full master bathroom. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to stick to like a 5x8 hall bath. It can be a really nice big full master bathroom and still qualify for the discount. It's just really how are we able to figure that project out, you know, with ease or not, or if there's enough minor changes. Like I said, we can take a single bowl sink and make it a double. There's plenty of things like that that we can customize and kind of, you know, change around. If you had enough space around the toilet and you wanted to make it a toilet closet and build some walls and a door and some stuff around that, we can figure that out without a lot of design process and without, you know, a ton of drawings and stuff. Then all this is still going to qualify. And then again, it's also going to be outside stuff. Doors, windows, siding will all qualify for this. So we can get it in, get it figured out. We can get everything ready to go. And then you've planned your spring project for outside, you know, and there's truly a lot of this that we can't do and actually perform throughout the winter. But, you know, one of the other things I want to talk about in the next segment is kind of some of these product delays that we're having in construction now from COVID that, you know, is starting to really delay off starting some of these projects because of getting the orders in and then waiting, you know, sometimes weeks to get products. So, you know, planning those exterior projects now, figure out what you want, take the time, get it right. Then we can, you know, have everything ready to go and we'll have the time to wait, you know, for those products to come in. And then, you know, when spring hits, we are getting a lot of those products and we're able to start and get things done for you so that you can have it and enjoy it, you know, through the summer months and everything. So there is a big thing on, you know, like the carpenter's adage thing, measure twice, cut once, make your plan, get it right, work through that plan so that you know what's coming ahead. So we can do it with your bathroom. We can do it with windows, doors, siding, exterior projects like that. And if we do it in the next couple months, you'll get that 10% discount or some awfully good free interest-free financing for 12 months. So check us out at Mosby, get that information. We're going to get into our break right now. We'll have the hack when we come back, and we'll also have all these, I'll talk about the COVID delays and what's headed in the industry. So we'll be right back.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, we are live. We are back. It is time, like you said, for the Right at Home Hack. But, you know, I do, while I got Facebook Live here, I want to remind everybody, go to my Facebook page. Tell me your COVID remodeling frustration stories. If you had delays in products, deliveries, any challenges like that, getting work done on your home during COVID, go to my Facebook page, tell me your story, and you'll be registered to win a $50 Home Depot gift card. So, hey, who doesn't want free stuff from Home Depot, especially if you're trying to fix up your house? But for now, while you're at Home Depot, pick up some carpenter pencils, because I got to tell you, you know, carpenter pencils are an essential tool in a carpenter's tool bag, I'm telling you. And there's multiple reasons why. So I'm sure a lot of us know or have learned that, you know, that carpenter's pencils are made flat so that they don't roll away, right? You set them down, they're not going to roll off the table with your plans, stuff like that. Even if it's a little bit of a sloped roof or something, it's not going to roll away. Well, why else are they flat? So carpenter pencils, you know, they're used for spacing things evenly, repetitive gaps. So a carpenter's pencil is exactly 7 inches long, it's a half inch wide, and it's a quarter inch thick. So when you know these dimensions, you can use it for a ton of different things. Spacing deck boards a quarter of an inch. You know, there's so many things that, you could use that for once you know that that's exactly how that happens. So another thing you could do, the flat part of it is really great for, is scribing perfect joints. So you can use that pencil to hold it flat, drag it around, you know, on a piece of lumber, against a wall, against a cabinet, something like that, so that you can literally then scribe a cut to make a perfect fit on an angle or on an uneven wall or anything you're trying to fit up against. So another little trick I used to always do is sharpen both ends, so it'll save you time if one end breaks. Or you can even have one end be a little bit thicker and one end be a little bit thinner, so that depending on what you're cutting or what you're trying to do, you know, sometimes you want it to be just a little bit sharper for a final pencil mark. And then the last one is, you know, using a knife to sharpen them is great, but just so you know, there is a special sharpener for that flat pencil. You still twist it just like you would, you know, a regular pencil sharpener, and it will actually sharpen that pencil really nice, perfectly for you. I used to like to do my fine points with that, and then I'd use the razor on the backside to leave it a little bit thicker and have two types of, you know, lead thicknesses ready to go while you're working the whole time. So I don't know how many people probably knew there was so many different things that we use these pencils for, but it's quite amazing why they make that and why they do it. So go out and get yourself some pencils today, those carpenter pencils, and go to my Facebook page, register, tell me your story, what's happening to you through COVID, trying to get your house fixed up, and register for that $50 gift card. So, and on the radio, I'm about to start talking about those COVID delays, what's happening in the industry. So tune into 97.1 if you'd like to hear more. I'll talk to Facebook later on, and we will keep moving with the show. And right now, we've got Donna on the line, has a question for us. So before we get into the COVID stuff, I'd like to get with Donna, see what you got going on. Are you with us, Donna?
I am.
Awesome.
Hey, how are you? I'm a gadget girl, so when you're talking about those flat pencils, man, I'm really into it, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing all the things.
Yes, my husband died a couple of years ago. It'll be 2 years in December, and I own a big property that I'm, you know, charged with maintaining now. And two things. What's your opinion of vacuuming windows? I have a window that the seal is apparently broken on, and it's really clouded up. And I have replaced a couple of big windows in this house. I mean, it's an atrium. So now we're talking about some cash here, you know, every time I turn around. And so I need to know your opinion on that and if it's effective or not. And then also, Spire is coming into our neighborhood. We're in Jeffco, beautiful area, but they're coming in. We're all electric. And I'm just wondering, what am I going to have to do? I mean, my basement is finished, the deep pour. I have several areas that are unfinished, and one large area that has a drop ceiling. The rest of it is done in drywall. You know, the ceilings are done in drywall and stuff. I just wonder, do you have any idea how they're going to run that in? Or is that totally out of your wheelhouse?
Oh, no, I can definitely touch on that. But so is Spire bringing gas lines to every house around you?
Yeah, they're coming into the subdivision. They're at Lake Montawese right now, and I'm down in Old Mill Estates in Burns Mill. So we're excited about it because of the efficiency of gas. And, of course, I'll have to be converting. But, you know, my furnace is about my unit's 17 years old now. So, you know, I'm thinking it probably won't be another 5 years before it all has to be redone anyway.
Yeah. So, and that is a big part of it. So if you are getting to that age on that furnace, that's kind of part of what I was kind of getting at too, because, you know, there might be people that just don't want to convert. They're like, why would I convert? I'll need a whole new furnace. You know, if I like cooking on gas more, you know, a lot of people think that's better. Well, now you need a new oven, you know, new stovetop, all this stuff that, you know, so bringing it in. And, you know, another thing I would probably mention, and this gets a little bit, you know, personal, and it gets a little bit just with things that are going on across the world, you know, all the way around. I know we're, you know, talking about like that Paris Accord, like we're out of that right now, but we're probably going to get back into that, you know, and part of that make the world cleaner is not having gas. So, you know, there's literally plans to get rid of gas, and I know it's going to be nearly impossible, but that's where the personal part comes in, is like, well, do I want to make the environment a little, you know, more dirty, say, or just, you know, not as clean air because, you know, I'm getting this gas brought in, when they're really hoping in, you know, 20 to 30 years, they're going to be getting rid of a lot of gas. And there's a lot of areas that are, you know, as they're building new construction, they're saying, don't have gas, right? They're saying, don't
I've
start
heard
with
that,
it.
Yes.
Because eventually it's got to go away. I don't even know personally that I see it going away in 20 or 30 years, maybe 50, maybe 60. There's a lot of homes with gas. It's going to be hard to change, you know, America on that. But, you know, so that's a big part of that gas coming in. But you having the drop ceiling, you'll be good because, you know, they'll bring it in from the outside. They'll put their meter, all that on the outside, and it'll come in through the band board of the house into like the basement ceiling area. So then you can get it around and you can get it to where you need to go by moving ceiling panels and getting it put in. And they'll use a flex line once they're in the house to get it where it needs to go. So it won't be hard to run it through the drop ceiling without taking too much down and stuff like that. So that'll work out pretty good. And that'll just be, now, do you want to buy that new furnace and or do you want gas in your home? You know, is that sort of thing. So, and maybe they, you know, in the next 5 or 10 years or so, start taxing it more heavy to try and get people away from it. You know what I mean? And then you start to lose that
or the
savings.
Air we
so,
breathe.
A lot to think about, you know. Yeah, exactly. They may. So a lot to think about there, you know, with that. But so your window seals, it is important. It does mean a lot. Then they do really work well. When that argon gas is in between those panes of glass and they're not fogging up, it's insulating your house as good as your wall does. Once that gas comes out, it's not. So it will literally cool down the house in the winter, heat up the house in the summer. You know, and it is very important to the energy efficiency of the home, you know, to fix those windows, either get new or have just the units replaced, the insulated glass unit replaced for a new one that's now sealed. So I'm definitely a big advocate on that for comfort and energy efficiency of keeping your house, you know, and that'll save you some of that money in the end too.
Well, I'm all about that. But your opinion of the vacuuming is, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, my opinion on that, I don't know a whole lot about that. I've heard about it, but I got to think, honestly, that that's not like done in a factory and all that stuff, and it's probably not going to last very long. It probably won't have, you know, only so much of effect, you know, to how long that correction, you know, last. So I would replace it with a new, you know, insulated glass unit if they can, or a new window would be
okay.
My recommendation for sure. So, hey, Donna, I appreciate great questions. I appreciate the call. I got to get into a break here, but
great. Thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.
Very welcome. I appreciate it too. And we're going to take our break. And when we come back, I'll get into some of those COVID delays and different things that we were getting ready to do. So all that when we return, coming up next. All right, we are back. Final segment. Like he said, if you got a question, let's squeak it in real quick. Give me a call. We'll fit you in. But for now, I want to get into kind of the delays and the things that we're seeing happen in the industry because of COVID, but also now because of kind of the uptick in COVID and, you know, different areas shutting more stuff down. But, you know, I believe, you know, what we're thinking a lot of what happened was when it first started hitting earlier in the year, you know, we had all this stock of supplies. We had all these deck boards and we had, you know, all this, you know, glass insulated window units ready to go, made certain standard sizes and stuff so that, you know, it's all stockpiled and ready. And then when we started shutting things down and different areas started having problems, you know, they've used up a lot of this stockpile and now there's an uptick again. So they're, you know, places are working at 25 or 50% capacity, stuff like that. And they're just not refilling those, you know, that stockpile and those orders as quickly and as easily. So we're seeing, you know, all kinds of different products having some pretty substantial delays. Insulated glass, like Donna was just talking about, you know, I recommended replacing them to get maybe a longer lasting value out of how long does that fix work for you. You know, when something's done really well in the factory and put in, it will work better, you know, and last longer being built in a controlled environment than trying to do something, you know, on site and get it done. Caulking, all that stuff, just kind of, you know, it doesn't last as long when it's performed in an uncontrolled environment on site. You can still do it well, but, you know, you can get a lot better that way. So when you look at a lot of these things that we're seeing delays on, like composite decking, we're seeing, you know, 16-week delays on some composite decking. Outdoor projects, you know, are huge. I was just talking about the big outdoor project I did, you know, that was featured on Show Me St. Louis, an awesome project. Well, the Easy Breeze system that we put in out there, that, you know, Broadview Screen worked with us on that, getting that put in, that system right now has delays in ordering and waiting that are almost half a year, basically 22 to like 26 weeks from the time they measure, order, get it in to get that product. That's how much of a delay, how hard they're working, and probably down capacity, but also, you know, upped increase in ordering and people wanting it. So it's just got this huge delay on there. The insulated glass with entry doors. So your entry door units are having really long delays for some entry doors, 12, you know, 16 weeks sometimes on some entry doors. Pella informed us that they stopped making entry doors for the remainder of the year, and they're going to kind of re-examine in January and see if they could get started back up and get things back to normal. So you can still visit them, you can still see them. Like I was saying, plan for those exterior projects. You can still pick a great Pella door that you want. It's going to be a great door, great product, but when are you getting it? Just plan for it. And, you know, if you're not in a rush, that's perfect. But, you know, there's so many things like that. Gutter coil. So gutters are slowing down. I've got a special ordered gable vent for a project that we've been waiting since May for this gable vent to come in, that it's identical to the rest of the house. It will fit in the opening. It matches the rest of the house. We're just playing the waiting game that, you know, someday we're going to get it. So, you know, there's just really nothing you could do but hang on, hold tight, you know, and wait. So there's, you know, and then, of course, you look at lumber. You've got the wildfires. You've got the hurricanes. Now we've got COVID-19. I mean, you've got all these things going on. You know, lumber prices have tripled. Some lumber's getting, you know, a little harder to get your hands on. There's so many items like that. It's quite amazing, some of these delays. So if you are wanting things like that done, like I was saying earlier, get with us, check us out, give Mosby a call. We can come out, we can go over everything with you. We can look at your doors, windows, siding, all that, or the Right Bath program, and we can, you know, get everything figured out this winter, get you that 10% off discount, plan for it, save a little money, then get exactly what you want when it all can be there, when it all can come in, and when everybody has the time, because, you know, everybody's wanting work done, so starting projects is being, you know, delayed and drug out a little bit more for everybody also. So there's, you know, all the more reason to plan this stuff out and check it out. So, last time, I do want to remind everybody that, you know, go to my Facebook, tell me, find that post, tell me your COVID, you know, fixing up your house, remodeling stories, what has happened, what kind of delays, you know, any kind of frustrations you've had. And then you will be registered for that $50 Home Depot gift card. So we can help you fix up your home even just a little bit more. So go to my Facebook for that. Go to our website, callmosby.com. You can find all this information, everything you need. Or during the week, if you just want to talk to a live person, you just like having those conversations, 314-909-1800, straight into our office. We can schedule any of these for you and get everything going for you. So, can't wait to hear from you. It's the end of the show, but I will look forward to talking to everybody next week. So, be kind, and I'll talk to everybody next week.